Elishu, Chelek Aleph, Daf Nun Vav. We got to the middle of the page. Davar asher kol chachmei ha'oimos iskashu bo oid b'mei ha'binayim. Something that the nations found difficult all the way to the Middle Ages. Hu kvi'as haluach, the establishment of an accurate calendar. V'hashva'as chodshei ha'yarech im shnas hachama. And making the months of the moon correlate with the solar year. Which is a big sugya. Bidei Chachmei Yisrael haisa yediya berura b'inyan amoik zeh. Chachmei Yisrael had clear knowledge about this deep matter. Lahem haisa bazeh kabbalah ish mipi ish. They had a tradition about this. Ad Moshe Rabbeinu mipi ha'gvura. Kasher batla kvi'as ha'chodesh al pi edim. When the determination of Rosh Chodesh through edim ceased, gilu chazal esed ha'moilad v'chochma seibu. So Chazal then revealed Seyed HaMoilad, the concept of Ibur, of intercalation of months. Ibur HaShanim, V'nedah Bo'ilam ki cheshboin HaShanim al pi HaTorah. It then became more well known that the Torah's calculation is built, banui, al ha-machzor shel yotei shana. It's built on the 19-year cycle. It's known as the Metonic cycle. Shebo mishtavim chodshei levanim shnas hachama. Where one can, again, correlate the months of the moon with the solar years. So that this there's equivalence between them. V'aysa kabbalah b'day chazal, they had a tradition, shel erilam yikibu'u sheva shenois ibur b'sech kol mahzor shel yitei shana. That within every 19-year solar cycle, there should be 7 leap years, where we have a second Adar. Nimtza shesh b'chol mahzor 235 chodashim. It turns out then that in every such cycle of 19 years, there are 235 lunar months, שהם 6,939 ושני שליש יום. They comprise 6,939 and two-thirds days, עם 595 חלקים, and also 595 חלקים, ואלה 19 שנות החמה בלי תוספת וגרעין, and it corresponds to 19 solar years. Now, it's not quite correct to say בלי תוספת וגרעין. There is, in fact, a discrepancy of about half an hour between these two, and it does accumulate, but that's beyond our discussion now. חשבון זה מבוסס על הידיעה, he says in brackets, this calculation is based on the knowledge, כי סיבוב הלבנה סביב לכדור הארץ, אני חודש הלבנה, that the time it takes for one lunation, one time for the moon to orbit the earth, נמשך חף תסיועים ידבייס שעויס ו-793 חלקי שעה, it takes 29 days, 12 hours and 793 portions, חלקים, לפי חשבון של 1,008 חלקי משנה, if you If you divide each hour into 1,080 parts. What is it? It doesn't say here, which I think is important to say, that this Chodesh HaLevanah is an average. Certainly not the whole time. The calendar uses this average amount, which is very accurate over long periods of time, but certainly month to month the length varies considerably. V'nei be'erech bizmano shel Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Roughly in the time of Rabbeinu, of Rebbe, hayachai be'Alexandria ha'astronom ha'gadol Ptolemaios. In Alexandria lived the great astronomer Ptolemy, Claudius Ptolemy, Mechaber Sefer HaAlmagest, you know, the author of the Almagest, Shemitecho lamdu astronomia ad zman chadash, from which people learned astronomy all the way to the modern times, to well into the Renaissance. He's one of the most influential authors of all time. His Sefer was learned for something like 15 centuries. He's considered just about the ultimate authority in astronomy for this immensely long period of time. Kasher nodah l'Ptolemaios zeh al machzor yotes shana, when he found out about the cycle of 19 years, v'yedios abrurois b'cheshbon sibuv ha'levanah v'cholein, aleina mubisbaseis, and the clear knowledge about the orbit of the moon on which the calendar, the Hebrew calendar, is based, ishtemem me'oidi, was perplexed, keitzad ha'yesa b'idei chachmei yisrael yedi'a, was it possible that Chachmei Yisrael had knowledge that was not available to Chachmei HaOmois? He wrote that this proves that they were privy to prophecy. Now, I've never seen this in any other sefer except for the source that the author mentions. So in his commentary to the Torah, Parashas Boi, ala pasuk ha-chodesh hazeh lachem reish chodashim, Yibur Masril v'alimud ha-shelishi, and it's also cited Me'ov Vayzer b'sifor Gan Na'ul. I think, it's easier to see Rabbi Yitzchak Abu Abaneri's commentary is fairly readily available as opposed to the Sefer Ganaul. The last line, Achen Zeire Aya Berura, Shasana Vo'ab Yisrael V'chiyatorei Min HaShamayim. There's a strong indication over here of prophecy among the Jewish people. On to Daf Nun Zayin. Umeata Barur Lanu, what's clear now is, In Bidvarim Pnimiyim Elu, Shel Ruach HaKodesh V'Darkei HaShgacha. If it comes to these more esoteric matters of Ruach HaKodesh and HaShgacha, Nevoah, Loi Chala Hafsaka B'Yisrael, we see that there was no cessation of these phenomena. Shemimoyes Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom Ad Ladoreis Acharonim, Zachu Gdolenu LeRuach Mimorim. From the time Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to Doros HaChaonim, like we described last time, great Torah personalities had, they were privileged with certain influences, whether it is prophecy or Ruach HaKodesh or Baskol or whatever it is. Kal v'chomer uven benoi shel kal v'chomer ki betoras hanigle lo nifseka hashasheres ad hayom hazeh. It's clear and obvious that when it comes to the revealed portion of the Torah, not these esoteric aspects, that the chain has not been broken to this day. Certainly in different periods there were different paths, different ways of analyzing the Torah. But the Maseres is continuous. It is never broken. Anyone who enters this world sees a paved path in front of him. Mitoras Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom Misinai, all the way from then, Ad Toraso Shel Acharon Shebacharonim, all the way to the Torah of the very latest authorities, Beshmat Esov Agadata, both in the halachic aspects of the Gemara, and Agadata, Belomdus of Musar, there's a continuity. Achdus Nifla'a, Bein HaChochma VeHamaasim, Me'afienes Eskol Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael Ad Achron HaAchronim. This is a fundamental point which the author has already mentioned and will mention many times in both volumes of Alei Shur, that there's a unity between the Chochmah and the actions. There's no disjuncture between what a person knows and what he does. That's characteristic of all Gdolei Chachmei Yisrael. It is not an intellectual pursuit. It is not a pursuit for the sake of abstract knowledge. There's an achdus, as he calls it. There's this integration, fusion of knowledge with the way that Gdolei Yisrael live the Torah. He continues, Torasenu kayadua, eina mavdila ben sugi ha-mitzvos ha-shonos. A Torah does not differentiate between varieties, different categories of mitzvos. Al isur chelev venida, magia koreis kmal avoida zara. Chelev and Nida, the consumption of those, well, the consumption of Chelev or relations with a woman who is Nida, these things incur Koris, as does Avodah Zarah. Al Chilul Shabbos Magia Misa Kmo Al Retzicha. For Chilul Shabbos, there's Misa Bidei Beis Din, Misa's Beis Din, just like for murder. Leshein Hara Hu Ois Elav Kmo Achilas Chazir. And Leshein Hara is also a love, just like the consumption of pork. So these are all very disparate mitzvahs, very disparate prohibitions, and they incur the same types of consequences. Hashleimim beYisrael, those who call shleimim, hem ele shekol chayim im achdus nifla'a b'maasim uv'machshava. Shleimim are those whose lives constitute an integrated whole. Action, thought, it's not that the Torah is an intellectual pursuit, but rather it is combined with the way that they live their lives. Miksha achas dugmas menorah zahav shebai chalak, the menorah zahav, where the Torah emphasizes again, miksha achas. It wasn't made by combining different parts. It is all organic. It grew organically from that one piece of gold that was hammered into the menorah. So to here we're talking about a type of life that integrates knowledge, action, the way that one lives. Hasiman hanitzchi shashchina shorab Yisrael, the ultimate, the eternal indication that the Shechina rests among the Jewish people, who himatzam shel gedolei ushlemei haTorah v'maaseh b'chol dor v'dor, is the fact that in every generation you have gedolei Torah, you have shlemei Torah. It never ceases. Hazechus hagdolam b'Yisrael shadam yichol yizkoyes elav. The greatest privilege that a person can earn is sheizkeh l'rois mikarov adam gadol, to have intimate contact with an Adam Gadol, to have it. And I've We've mentioned this many times before, that this is perhaps in a distant perspective from the Second World War, for the Torah community, this is perhaps the greatest tragedy, that before the war, there were so many Gdolei Torah, not famous ones, just thousands of Talmidei Chachamim, so that contact with them and intimate knowledge of their lives was accessible. What you find after the war is just such a destruction that it just becomes very difficult to have contact with Gdolei Torah. It's extremely difficult. Only very few people have that type of contact. And I think that the author is aware of this when he says this. The greatest merit that we can have is to have contact with an Adam Gadol. He continues, Adam Gadol Eina Torah Rishmi. It's of course not a formal position or a formal title. It's not at all necessary that such a person occupy an official position. Not at all. In all generations, there were great leaders, great chassidim. I think this is a lashon of the Rambam. So we know, chotvei etzim, choppers of wood, like Hillel HaZaken. Gdol HaDor, who was by profession a woodcutter. And shavei maim, those who drew water, asher shimshu poiskei auma vedugma oisei hakechas. They served both as the ultimate poiskim and as role models. Kachofetz chaim badorei ava, like the chofetz chaim, as we know, no official position, not even in his own yeshiva in Radin, did he hold an official position. Even though he was the spirit of it, he always employed great talmidei chachamim like Rabbi Naftali Trop and Rabbi Moshe Landinsky to be the actual Rosh Yeshiva. He was behind the scenes completely. He had no real position. And as far as his living is concerned, well, a little bit lived off his the sales of his sforim or a grocery shop that he ran. The Chazon Ish Bedoin, the Chazon Ish in Mamash in our times, also never an official position anywhere. And he said about himself that his parnasa was Mamash just one long nace. He didn't have a position or some formal income. Ichud nifla ze shel geoinus vetzidkus. This wonderful unity of both geoinus and tzidkus, the great intellectual prowess that doesn't lead to hubris, it doesn't lead to arrogance. On the contrary, it's combined with the tzidkus. That wonderful and unique phenomenon within the Torah world, Hua Siman L'Gdolei Yisrael. That's one of the characteristics of Gdolei Yisrael, when you have that. Betzad Yetzirasam Ruchanis, aside from their spiritual creativity, whether it be Shitasam B'Limud or Piskem B'Alacha, or a particular approach in learning, like Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, who's innovating a particular approach, or Piskem B'Alacha, like Razon Ish, who's so fundamental in Halacha. Besides that, Anu Makirim Yetzirasam Musaris Ma'asis, we also know their practical creativity in terms of Musar, how they lived. Each one of these Gdolim made us wealthy, literally. Hashira isanu, with a new path of Avodah. All sorts of innovative ways of drawing to Hashem. Omar Asaba Kadisha Mikel Rabbi Simcha Zisel Zal, one of the great Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Misalant. He used to say, Darwin, in brackets, Shepa'al Biskufase, who was active in that time, they were contemporaries, roughly. Omar, ki mitz'e shel adam u'minakoif, that man and chimpanzees share a common ancestor. Darwin ha'ya mukhach lo magach, he used to say. Darwin had to say that, ki lo ra'ay sagon Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. He never saw somebody of the stature of Rabbi Yisrael Misalant. Ani ro'is es Rabbi Yisrael, but I did. He was one of his three great Talmidim. I know with certainty, man is not a descendant of various animals. This is indeed a very powerful and the ultimate demonstration. A person has the privilege to be near an Adam Gadol Yisrael. He sees a new category of person, hamelamed al kol min adam, that helps us to learn about the entire human race, she'enu pashut v'shafel, that humanity is not simple and degraded, kfish efshal asik mimaser u'bnei adam, as you could perhaps think if you look at the world at large and you see what how people do behave. But once you see an Adam Gadol, one comes to realize that it's not like that. The majority may sink to depths of degradation, unfortunately, but by seeing the Gdolim, one can see this just a different type of person. I think I told you once before that I heard in the name of the Boston Arabi, the late Boston Arabi, that he used to say that one of the remarkable things about the Gdolei Israel is that you can picture it like coming close and climbing to a mountain. So when you start off from far, so the land is flat. Yeah. And as you get closer and closer by the foot of the mountain, things become more and more steep. And then as you climb the mountain, it becomes very steep, sometimes even literally vertical. And the mashal, this is a mashal, of course, that as you get closer to an Adam Gadol, often, well, when it's not an Adam Gadol in Torah, when it's somebody who's famous or whatever it is in the outside world, as one gets closer and closer, one sees more and more faults. You see that the external persona, it's something that his PR department takes care of, and there's a lot of many things behind the scenes which are not all that, what shall we say, worthy. Whereas with Gdolei Torah, one of the signs is that as you draw nearer and nearer, you see more and more the greatness, because from far they hide their greatness so much that one cannot really appreciate it. It's as one gets closer and closer that one sees the greatness more and more. I think it was a very apt insight. At any rate, Eina te'er b'divei iyun ma'i gadlusa shel Adam Gadol. One cannot describe theoretically what is the greatness of an Adam Gadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yivtech lanu b'terasoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us, shelo tishtakach teram Yisrael. The famous statement of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, yeah, lo yitishachach mepi zaroi. The Gemara says this in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches. What does that mean, that the Torah will not be forgotten? Havtacha zo eimeres shiyubnei adam gdoilim shesurim bechol doir. It means, in practical terms, there will be great people planted in every generation ad soif kol adoris, to the end of all generations. If there had to be a generation without an Adam Gadol, that would be the forgetting of the Torah. A person who is really seeking the truth will not rest until he manages to some extent to be near an Adam Gadol. It's part of being Doiresh HaEmes. And to examine, to analyze this person's Torah and his conduct. Ki, as the Brisa says, Kara v'shana v'loy shimesh talmid chachamim. A person who's Kara, he knows Tanakh, v'shana, he knows Torah shebe'al peh, but loy shimesh talmid chachamim, he hasn't had this intimate contact with talmid chachamim, doyme kemishin elmu mimenu sisrei Torah. It's still as if the deep ideas of Torah are hidden from him. V'adayin b'chutz omid. We said this at the beginning of the Sefer, and we described the wall that separates the outside world from the inside. He's still standing on the outside. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Avel Perek Gimel, and this is a paraphrase of a Brisa. V'chen medalgin al gabei aroinos shel meisim likras malchei Yisrael. If a person sees Melech Yisrael in the distance, one is permitted to even skip over caskets, over of the caskets of dead people in order to see the king. Vafilu malchei akumen, even if it's a non-Jewish king. Kedei lehavchin beinam leven malchei Yisrael, so that we can discern the difference between a Jewish king and a non-Jewish king. Keshetachzor kivodan imkuman, when the glory of Jewish royalty will return. This is remarkable, that Chazal would say such a thing, that you're allowed to skip over a coffin. It seems to be the ultimate lack of dignity over here. And nonetheless, to see a king, Chazal, yeah, you can skip over a coffin. Chivunu Chazal lirois gadlus, says the author. Chazal are telling us over here, they're obligating us to strive to see greatness. V'itir lanu tum'ad rabbanan, they permit us tum'ad rabbanan by skipping over a coffin. Afilu lirois begadlus akum, even to see a non-Jewish king. Like the Rambam says, and again, it's a brisa, at least to see the difference between a Jewish king and a non-Jewish king. The point is, we learn from here, whatever we have, we don't have kings anymore, but whatever we can discern, bevadai hinenu chayovim lizbor elavrin. Where we can discern greatness, we're obligated to look and notice it. Chayav kol adam Yisrael avchin be'adam gadol amiti. Every Jew is obligated to see, to notice an adam gadol. And this is something that's particularly accessible to Bachur Yeshiva. They're there, and there are great Talmidei Chachamim, and those Talmidei Chachamim have access to people that the Bachur would not by himself have. It's an opportunity when one is in Yeshiva to just associate with great people, to take this opportunity to see, to observe. Emunas HaTorah, V'Haknisa Lifnim Yus HaTorah. Emunah of the Torah and entry into deeper levels of Torah, Tluya, Tluyos B'Avchana Zeis. They depend on this ability to observe. U'magam bedoris achaonim eile, especially in these last generations, asher chazal chazu bahem, that chazal saw, and this is the paraphrase of the Mishnah at the end of Sita, ki yirei chait yima'asu, that yirei chait will be despised, bo'aymes te'enedes, and truth will be lacking, especially in these generations. Mi yasoid emunah u'mamash, it's mamash a fundamental of emunah, li'islamed le'avchin v'gadol amiti b'tera, to be able to discern true g'doylim in Torah, as much as possible to draw near Yos Meshamesh Talmidei Chachamim, to be Meshamesh Talmidei Chachamim Ki Gadol Shimusha Milimuda, as Chazal themselves put it, I think it's in Bachoris Dav Zayin, that close attachment to Talmidei Chachamim is greater than learning. Chazal learned from the case of Elisha, who was the prime Talmid of Eliyahu, and the Tanakh, the Pasuk, describes him not as the great student of Eliyahu, but rather as a person who poured water for Eliyahu. Yeah, Yotzak Maim al yedei Eliyahu. Echazal said, Gadol shimusha milimuda. That's greater, because that closeness, that intimacy that he had with Eliyahu Navi is far more powerful, far more potent than mere learning. Adkan.